It's us.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back to Two Girls and the World. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Vic.
And we're back.
Felt really weird, like you saying I'm Charlie and then I'm Vic.
Yeah, it did actually.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
Yeah,
okay. We
can
be different this week.
Just this week, though.
Yeah.
Because I think I'd like to go back to normal next week.
That's okay.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah. I'm quite overwhelmed at the minute.
Me too.
Yeah, I think we're both feeling it. Do you know what? I think there's, I feel like Mercury's always in retrograde, but I think it is at the minute.
Right.
That's what I see from all these astrological things.
You know me, I don't really know about that stuff. Or I've never really noticed. You know when people are, what did they say? It's in the microwave.
Mercury's in the microwave.
Yeah, whenever like I see people all over Insta like saying that, I'm just like, I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't.
Okay.
But I think for people who are into astrology, it basically just means that
going the wrong way around the sun or something.
I don't know. I think it's when certain planets are passing other planets or something. I don't know.
Okay.
But apparently it can everything works off energy, doesn't it? So I think it can shake the energy of the earth, which then changes the energy in people.
Oh, fuck it.
I think.
Right.
Yeah, do you know what, actually? One of my best friend's sisters is a teacher, and she said when there's a full moon, the day of the full moon, the kids go fucking wild.
Do you know what?
What?
My mum used to tell me that she got affected by the moon.
people do.
Yeah. And she's like, I just remember this one time. I think I was being, I don't know, hormonal or something. And she was like, it is a full moon. And if you're like me, it sometimes sends me a bit mad. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. But it's because of the energy, because everything works in energies.
Oh, I feel like I can't even get into it. I can't even think about this right now.
It's giving that TikTok. When I look up at the clouds.
Oh god.
But yeah, I think that feeling of overwhelmed is something that everyone is experiencing as a collective
at the minute.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're in the club.
Yeah,
we're running the club.
We are running the club. And it feels so hard because outside it's like it's been so nice, the weather's been gorgeous. And do you know what, I'm sat here now feeling quite overwhelmed, but as I've been like living my life over the last week, I've been having a lovely time.
Yeah.
And I feel like the weather's made the biggest difference ever.
I love it.
I didn't realise how much of an impact the weather has on me.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Do you?
Yeah.
On me or you?
Me. On you? On me, yeah.
Really?
And I'm a summer girl, though.
Right.
I am. Like, you also love Christmas, though, and winter. Like, no, I am a summer girl. Give me summer all year round.
Yeah.
We can skip winter and Christmas. I don't give a fuck. I want summer. So I know I love it.
To be honest though, I think I'm a bit of a grass is always greener kind of person, because when it's been summer for too long and it's been really like light mornings, light evenings for too long, I get to a point where I think, oh, I'd love a cozy, like dark
night.
Yeah,
you're
like,
oh, I can't wait to do my jumper shopping. What jumpers am I going to buy this year? Oh, my boots are coming out.
Yeah. Get my big coat out. Yeah.
Get your boots and your coat for this wet-ass pussy.
Yeah, but then when it's been winter for too long, I'm like, oh my god, I literally can't do life. I need the sun.
Yeah.
I need summer.
Yeah.
I just need to obviously learn to be where I am.
Yeah, no, do you know what? I'm chatting shit. I actually do love the seasons. I really love. Do you ever get that shift in September? And everyone says it's about like that going back to school feeling, even though we're not going back to school.
Yeah.
But the air changes. It gets a bit crisper. Mm. There's still a little bit of warmth and a bit of sun, but something's changing and you want a new pencil case.
Yeah, you want a new notebook.
You want to refresh your water, and that it's just that newness feeling.
Yeah.
And I love that.
I do.
So yeah, I'm completely lying. I like the seasons.
So today's topic is friendships, but more specifically friendship breakups, because we did plan on speaking about friendships as a whole, but we got so many messages into the question box that we realized we could actually break this up into about five different episodes. But I think one of the most significant themes that kept showing up time and time again was friendships drifting apart, friendship breakup. So we thought, do you know what? Let's just do a full episode on that.
Yeah, definitely. I've never seen so many people say the same thing. Friendship breakups.
Yeah.
So I feel like everyone's experiencing it.
I know.
Have you ever had like a bad friend? I know you've had like friendship breakups. Yeah. I feel like everyone has had friendship breakups.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any bad ones or hard ones or upsetting ones?
Yeah. I wouldn't say like a bad friendship breakup. I've not had a situation where it's like there's been a screaming row and then actually no, that's a lie. My like she wouldn't mind me sharing this, but like my childhood best friend, we were best friends since we were three, and we were so intertwined into each other's lives that we were basically like sisters. And I think when you form that bond with someone, it's really hard to know where the line is in terms of what you can say and what you can do to each other.
I think being there big time.
Yeah, and it's hard. And I think basically we'd gone through, I think our like teen years, we kept having some like big arguments, you know, when we were drinking and stuff like that, usually over boys. And then I developed the eating disorder.
Yeah.
And yeah, we ended up going on a holiday together when I was kind of like in my recovery. Loads of our mates were working in Magaluf. And there was this one night we had a screaming argument. And I would never do this now, but I went back to the hotel. She didn't come back to the hotel. I think she probably went to stay at one of our friends' accommodations. Mm-hmm. And I just left. I got a plane home. I rang my dad and I was like, get me a flight home now. I know. And I was like, I like left her passport, left some money on her bed and left. And we literally didn't speak for like 3 years.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. And it was, well, probably longer than 3 years. There were times when we had to cross paths because of like mutual friends.
And I feel like, oh, that's got to be the hardest bit, the most uncomfortable, awkward.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it was awful because when even though...
If you still love them.
Oh my God, like... She was always like, she will always be like, why do I feel emotional?
That's
she'll
okay.
She'll always be like she knows this now.
Oh, like, I know. Not again.
She'll always be like the biggest love of my life. And like her family are like my family. And I always thought, even through that time when we didn't speak, I always thought if anything happened to my family, even though we're not dead close, like her house would be the first house I'd go to. Like,
yeah.
Because we were always gonna like love each other, we were always gonna come back together, but I do feel like we needed that time where we were able to grow as people. She was able to like gain her independence from me from her, because we were so intertwined. And it was actually because of Mike that we fully got back in touch, because I remember one time like he was asking me about my friends when we were quite fresh in the relationship, and I just burst into tears. And like, I remember telling him about her, and he was like, and I was sobbing my heart out. And I remember he said to me, why don't you just reach out to her?
Yeah.
But it felt like one of them where we both had our egos and we both didn't want to break, I guess. And I actually did end up reaching out to her, and we met for food. And then over the years, we'd probably meet like once a year, but now we're like fully back in each other's lives. Like we go on holiday together, like I see her loads.
Oh, she's lovely
again.
As well.
Oh, she's literally like, she will always, she's more than a friend to me. She's my family. Like she's, you know, maybe we're not as close like sisters anymore, but she's like my family.
Yeah, I can get that from you both as well. I get that.
Yeah, like I literally love her so much. But And I think quite a lot of people, there was actually a question in the box where people said, you know, I've had a fallout. Is it okay to go back?
I have no, is this the right way to say it? But like, I don't have any pride when it comes to stuff like that. I'm the worst. Like, I don't have that, that sense of pride. Like, I'd be too proud to do that.
Yeah. Do you think that's why people hesitate?
Is it the same way you said that about ego though? Like, isn't that being too proud to break,
actually.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm not.
Yeah.
And I'll be the first one to break.
I think, you know, I've had another friendship breakup, which, you know, we might get onto. And in that situation, I'm like, no, I think it's circumstantial.
Yeah.
I think if you, sometimes people do just need the space to grow.
Do you know what it is for me? I feel like if the love is lost.
Yeah.
If the love isn't lost, I think there's always room to get back together.
Yeah, I agree.
It's that feeling of like, do you still, like, when you think about it, does it upset you because it's sad what's happened? Or do you think, I fucking can't stand him anymore?
Yeah.
It's if the love is still there.
Yeah.
If the love isn't still there, then... Yeah. Honey, I think it's over.
Exactly, but I also think people change. And if the reason why you broke up in the friendship is because of a certain behaviour, mm-hmm. and that behaviour is still present now 3 years on, then probably don't get back together like as a friend with that person. But if people have changed, why can't you start again? And I think that's another thing. You have to start again like it's a fresh friendship.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't feel like you can hold on to what the friendship was. Like, you need to establish how the friendship stands now, like who you are right now, and go from this point forward. That's what I think, anyway.
Yeah. It was funny when you were saying then about how when you had an eating disorder and like you wouldn't have even expected, your friends didn't know how to be with you or whatever. One of my like friendship breakups, I remember, it was kind of around that slightly. So I lived in Australia, so there was obviously physical space, and that can be hard to maintain anyway, but there was Facebook, and like, you know, we'd write on each other's walls,
yeah.
miss you, you know, all that time. Like, we would communicate by Facebook, because it was free. Like, you couldn't text then, like, that just wasn't what you did.
Yeah.
They'd cost like money to text. Yeah. So yeah, email,
oh God,
Facebook.
You remember? You'd pay like £1.50
Yeah, and even more in Australia. So yeah, and anyway, a few friends would like message me about this girl being like, we were really close. Like, oh, she's changing and oh, she's really close with this girl now. And we're all actually a bit worried about her. And I think she was being quite, I don't know if she was developing, she didn't have an eating disorder, but I think she was developing a really unhealthy relationship with food. She wasn't very happy with her weight, and this new friend that she was close with, like, I do think that was a real friendship, because I think they're still friends to this day.
Yeah.
But that girl had a really unhealthy relationship with food.
Right.
I think she did have an eating disorder.
Okay.
Anyway, I was young and like, I come back from Australia and we're like, right, it's like intervention time or whatever. And like, we got around to my house, like with my other friends, because they were all like, you need to say it. It needs to come from you. Even though I just feel like the fucking cheek of me, I'd been away for 2 years. Like, and I come back and I'm like, listen,
you don't have that mentality,
and I was immature, but it was coming from love.
Yeah,
it was coming from a place of love. But my delivery, like, I remember, and she felt attacked.
Yeah,
and she ran out of the house.
Oh,
that makes me feel sick now.
Yeah,
at the time I was like, what a dickhead.
Yeah.
Like, stupid.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I was thinking, what an idiot. Like, and she's doing this. And the things she said back, like, it showed, like, I felt like she did have issues. But I didn't think, right, she needs some support. I was just like, well, like, what are you doing? It was very much like that. And she didn't really know too much what to say. And it was messy. And then we all drifted apart because of that.
Yeah.
But we were all trying to be nice to her. Obviously it came off horribly wrong.
Yeah, you had her best interests at heart. Yeah.
But so that was kind of one of, I think that was like my first friendship breakup, actually.
Yeah.
So quite messy or whatever, but it was weird. It's like we all did just go our separate ways and nothing else really bad happened, and that's it. That's the end of the story.
Yeah.
And I have spoke to her, like, a bit on Instagram when I realised she had Instagram then, like, years later. And, like, when I think of her now, I have nothing but love for her.
Yeah.
But we never got back together.
Mm-hmm.
And we were quite childhood friends. Like, she lived near me. It was one of those, you know, playing out. But, yeah. And I, like, I wish her nothing but good things.
Yeah.
I wish you well. In hell. Everything that...
No, I'm not. What's that?
I think it's Cardi B.
Oh, no, I'm not.
It's like, I wish you well in hell.
No, I've so, never.
No, that's not what I actually mean. Yeah. I do wish her well.
Yeah, in heaven.
Yeah.
No, no, on earth.
Right, okay, no, yes.
Yeah, let's move on from this. But no, I think it's like that's one thing I've had to learn in my friendships. Mm. I think it's so easy in your friendships to forget where you end and another person starts. Yeah. And I think definitely in some of my childhood friendships or some of my longer friendships, I almost thought I had the audacity to give my opinion to them on what yeah. they chose to do in their lives.
Absolutely.
And like, almost like because I wasn't scared of confrontation. And I don't say that in the way that I wanted to have conflict all the time, but I wasn't scared of being truthful and being honest. I thought that it was my duty to speak the truth. And I think I've definitely probably lost people in my life or people have took a step back from me in my life because I haven't delivered things in a way. And what I've realized now in my adult years is there's too much going on to really care that much about what other choices people are making in their lives. But also I've learned to take a step back and be like, maybe I should say something now, or it's absolutely none of my business to say anything unless they ask me for their opinion.
Yeah. I'm exactly the same as you, that I've gone wrong so many times because not only have I thought, I love being truthful. Like, I thrive when I feel like everyone knows my truth. That's what makes me feel comfortable.
But I think it is a big pro in so many situations. It can be if you know how to tame it.
Yes. And I think only in my recent adult years have I actually thought I need to tame it.
Yeah.
Because I just think I feel like I wasn't emotionally mature enough to realise that even if I've got something to say that I know is right, like, might that hurt them? I didn't used to care because I think, well, it's right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can say it.
Yeah.
But now, like you said, now I'd be like, no, I think this is a situation where maybe I take a step back. Is it actually any of my business?
Mm-hmm.
No. Like, you know, am I going to actually hurt them? Is it going to be productive for me to say this?
Yeah, that's the thing. Is it going to be productive?
Yeah, but back in the day, I'd just say anything.
Yeah, just wouldn't even think about it.
Yeah, and I would maybe hurt people.
Mm.
But I try not to do that now.
Well, we've learned and we've grown. Yeah. And I think that's a really beautiful thing.
So loads of people actually wrote in with really similar situations. And it's like, when to stop making the effort. Mm. You know, like texting, can we meet up? Let's have a catch up, and not really being met with anything on the other end.
Mm.
And like, how do you know when to just call it a day?
Yeah, it's so hard with situations like this. I think it's actually harder to go through that, like a friendship fizzle out, than it is a friendship break up when it's like a row.
Mm.
Because you know where you stand in that situation. And I think when it's fizzling out, you don't have a clue. And they might give you an inch and then give you nothing more. And then you hold on to that inch and see like potential in the friendship or whatever. Like, I've definitely been in that situation before. I've shown up to every celebration and birthday and whatever. I've sent gifts, I've sent flowers, I've texted to check in, like, make mm-hmm. sure they're okay, and it would hardly even get acknowledged, like, never mind reciprocated.
Yeah.
And I think one thing my friend's partner said to me was, the one who cares the least holds the most power. And
it really
resonated with me at that time, because it was honestly like, it got to a point where it was beyond me even wanting friendship. I just mm-hmm. wanted her validation and her to acknowledge that I was there and like appreciate the things I was doing for her. And it was like, the less she was giving me, the more I wanted to give to her. And I think what I realized with that, and this is what I say to people in relationships, maybe even in family dynamics, and definitely in friendships, when somebody is treating you in a certain way and you continue to show up for it, it's no longer on them. It becomes a you problem. Like, only you can break that cycle by stepping back. And I know in my situation, I just had to make the decision to stop trying, to stop showing up, to stop messaging. And I know that the reality of that situation is that I'm probably not going to hear from them again. But I would rather go through the heartache of like how I felt after making that decision once than going through heartbreak time and time again every time I do something, expect it in return and don't get anything back.
Listen, what about this quote? Fuck me badly once, shame on you. Fuck me badly twice, shame on me.
Exactly that.
So, like, one thing I feel is that when we get older, we start to like observe our friendships more. I don't know if you have, but I feel like I have. Like back in the day, it was just, yeah, they're my friends and we go out every weekend and we get steaming and it's all just fun and games. But I feel like as we get older, priorities get more intense. Life gets busy.
Busy. I'm a busy man now.
Busy man. We're busy girls. And I just think we really look into who's actually worth our time and energy. Or does that sound a bit like,
no,
like
I don't
like a bit stuck up, but
no, I don't think it does.
Like, or is that person like bringing anything to my life? Not that that's the sole purpose of a friend, but you know, it is part of it.
Yeah, but I think when you say like bringing something to my life, it's not like they're like physically,
oh,
like,
yeah, giving me gifts. Are they giving me presents?
No, just not even that. Or like
presents.
Yeah, but no, I think when it's like bringing something to my life, it's more like adding. Like, are they adding something to your life, or are they
like laughter,
like draining you, or something?
Yeah, just anything. But you know, yeah, and I just feel like that's why sometimes we will start drifting or kind of subconsciously make that choice, because we've realized maybe we're not aligning with that person anymore and you're thinking, right, I don't actually like how they're going about that. I don't actually think I like this new version of them if they've changed. And I think it's okay to have those feelings and then think, yeah, this person isn't best suited to me anymore, and that's fine.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, I guess, like, even acknowledging that we might not be best suited for other people.
Yeah.
But I do think, I do, like, there's a quote that's like, for the different, there's different friends for the seasons, the reasons, and for
a lifetime.
And I do think it is still okay to have friendships for different reasons. Like, I think in my head, I've got my friends who, if I wanted to go out and get steaming and like have a wild night, who I'd go to, but I wouldn't necessarily.
Would that be?
I mean, would I don't know if we would quite manage it these days.
No.
Because we'd be like, it gets like 9 o'clock and we'd be like, no, if I want a day sesh, you.
Me. Oh, Oh my God, I love a day sesh.
Do you remember when we was out cooking, when we just went through the whole cocktail menu?
Amazing, yeah.
Best day.
I can't explain. That sun comes out and I'm like, give me a fucking day sesh. Sorry, I've swore quite a few times.
When the sun comes out and it's hot in Cuckoo Back Garden, and we're going to work our way through the menu. Yeah. Rich can sit in his pram, he'll be happy.
He will not. He'll be like, give me some cocktails. I can't have anything without him having it too. Yeah, that's why he eats everything. Because I cannot eat something or drink something without him wanting some.
That's so funny.
I know.
But anyway. But so, yeah, there's like the people I would go to for like a wild night out. There's people who I would go to who I feel safe to talk about how I'm really feeling. There's other people I'd go to if I have like a spur of the moment idea or something I want to do, who I'd go to for that. And I think that is fine. But I do still, you know, I agree with, I think you've got to protect your energy, and you can't be giving your time and your energy to people who are draining you and who are maybe constantly bringing like shit your way, and like that's your whole conversation is just around like shit basically, and like drama if you can't be arsed with it.
Yeah, but I don't think either it means you necessarily have to break
no.
up. It just means maybe for this phase in both of your lives, things aren't vibing together.
Yeah, exactly.
And just have a little drift.
Yeah,
it's okay to have a little drift and come back together when you're more
aligned.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I think that's where there's so much talk about friendships on social media, or there has been over the past few years. And I think the way that people talk about friendships is a bit savage. It's a bit black and white. And I think it's actually quite toxic. Okay. It's very like that. If somebody does like that one thing, cut them off. If somebody doesn't like listen to you, like the way that you would listen to them, cut them off.
Oh, like, yeah, that sounds like bullshit.
Yeah, and I don't like that. And it's something I've definitely tried to practice over the years, because I feel like I would be very, you're either all my friend or you're not my friend at all. And something I've really tried to practice is being more grey, like recognising I've got my different friends for my different things, and that's okay. If that one friend will never, ever know about what I'm really going through in my mind, that's fine, because they serve me in like another, not serve me, that also sounds really
but it's right what you say.
I get something from their friendship in another way, and I think, I don't know if maybe that's why a lot of people struggle with friendships and friendship dynamics,
because
they think
this one person has to be everything to you, when no one can be everything to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Not even you. Partner, your wife, your husband, your whatever, they can't even be everything to you.
Yeah, but also I think these videos, like the people talking about friendships online, they're almost getting you to look at your friends through a magnifying glass. Mm. And I definitely fell a culprit to that. Like I feel like it's toxic, because if you was to look at yourself through a magnifying glass, we've all got flaws. We've all made bad decisions and probably continue
to
make bad decisions.
We've all been a bad friend at some point in our life. They can't be, I've got to be speaking to for everyone here.
Exactly.
Everyone has to have been, either whether it was by accident, like on purpose, whether you were being a bitch, whether it was just completely like just not emotionally mature, because that's how I think of it in my head when I think back about myself and some like mistakes I've made. I'm like, I just wasn't there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah. So like, is it really fair to take on this mindset that social media is telling people to have, where you are looking at people through a magnifying glass and being like, oh, they did that one thing that I don't like, so gone. Yeah. Like, they're not a good friend, gone.
No, I think people can make mistakes.
I do. And I think people can rectify the mistakes, and people can change and people can grow. Yeah. And yeah, I think that's a really beautiful thing.
So we've got our what in the world.
Oh, no, we need to do it again because I need to sing it as well.
Yeah, I was looking at
you. Oh, so sorry.
I was like, why are you not doing it with me, you bitch?
Okay, can we go again?
Yeah, okay. One, two, three.
What
Wait. No. I need to start fully again, don't
I? Right.
So we've got our what in the world. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, go on.
One of my best friends has started an affair. She's 39, married with two young children, just starting a half a mil Renault on their house. The guy is an ex-boyfriend from uni. I totally disagree with it, but recognise she's her own person, struggling with how to handle the friendship. Ooh, do you know what got me the most out of that? The two young children. I just get really hit in the feels when kids are involved.
Yeah.
But what do you think about that?
I think it's such a difficult one, especially if like some of your biggest values are things like honesty, because you would find somebody being dishonest a really challenging thing, whereas like if somebody's biggest value wasn't honesty, they might be able to just kind of turn a bit of a blind eye to it.
Yeah.
But I think when it comes to your friends making a decision that you don't agree with, whatever it is, it's so vital to remember, and I think I said this at the start of the episode, you need to be able to draw a line between where you end and that person begins. That person is their own person making their own choices, and they're adult enough to make the choices, so they're adult enough to deal with the consequences. And when it comes to being a friend to someone in that situation, if you are finding it's like really affecting you personally, it might be that within your friendship, you put a boundary up where you say, I can't speak to you about this particular situation in your life because it's affecting me in like in a X, Y, Z kind of way. but I want to be, I do still want to be your friend. Can we just not speak about that aspect of your life? Do you have someone else you can talk to about that? Mm-hmm.
Like, but, I'm still here for you. I still love you, but just this specific thing I'm struggling with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have anything?
No, I think that's great advice.
Yeah.
I really do.
It's a hard one. And I want you to know that I don't know about that particular situation, but there's so many people who wrote into the question box about how they're feeling affected about the decisions their friends are making.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think just always coming back to, where's the line between where I end and they begin? Because we're not the same person, so they can make decisions that I don't agree with, and that's okay.
Yeah, 100%. So thank you so much for everyone actually writing in and sharing all their experiences with us. We're going to have to do some more friendship episodes at some point, aren't we?
Yeah, and if there's maybe anything else that this conversation has sparked up, send us messages. We love hearing from you.
We do. Guys,
we've got one more episode.
We're only going to do one more episode, then we're having a tiny break.
Yeah.
And hopefully coming back. Yeah. Well, no, look, we plan to come back, but there's a lot of things that like go on in the background, and you know, it's a lot of hard work, isn't it?
It is. So I think at this stage, without sounding like begs, like if you really enjoy the podcast and you think some of your friends might enjoy it, like please put us in the girls' WhatsApp chats. And if you are really enjoying it as well, like click follow on Spotify or Apple or wherever you're listening to the podcast, because that really helps us out as well.
It's going to help us to be able to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Because, you can't just keep it up for nothing, can you?
Yeah. Thank you for listening to this episode. We have had a great time chatting about it. We hope you've taken some little nuggets away.
And nuggets of wisdom.
Nuggets of wisdom.
We hope you've got some nuggets from this episode. Nuggets. I would love some chicken nuggets.
I know. Do you know what I said the other day? I've not had a Mackey's in ages, and I would love, there's something in me. I said it to you.
You did.
I just want a Mackey's.
Yeah. I would, some nuggets right now with, I love the sweet and sour, sour dip. Oh my God. Should we get delivery? Uber Eats. Anyway, sorry.
That was... would love this to be sponsored by Uber Eats, but it's not.
Oh my God. Yeah, next episode. So this episode is sponsored by McDonald's.
We wish, manifesting. Okay, thank you so much. And sending you lots of love.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.